Hey, radio listeners. Have you tried the Arbonne products yet? Arbonne offers premium quality beauty, health, and wellness products with targeted results. They employ consumer and clinical testing to reinforce their research and ensure their proprietary formulas deliver unparalleled performance. Nicole Maroos is a Cleveland representative of these all-natural and non-toxic products who will give you a free consultation on proper maintenance of your particular skin type, along with free samples for you to try. Nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So be sure to give Nicole a call at 440-840-2176. You might also ask her how you can earn some extra money as well. Once again, that's 440-840-2176. And tell Nicole you heard about her on WHKWRadio.com.
Hi, this is John Bartlett, co-host of the show Farm Ministries Hour, and I want to tell you about Mullet Masonry. Working with either brick, block, or stone, their work is impeccable, earning them a great reputation. They service residential, like chimneys and restorations, as well as the bigger commercial-type jobs. They're located in Geauga County, but will service any of the surrounding areas. They're experienced, they do great work, they're affordable, and they're very nice as well. Need a free estimate? Call Chad Mullet at 216-570-0177. That's 570-0177. Give them a try next time you need any facet of masonry work. After all, Mullet Masonry helps to keep Shofar Ministries on the air. So be sure to tell Chad you heard about him right here on WHKW Christian Radio. Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour live on Christian Radio 1220 AM, as well as the World Wide Web, WHKWRadio.com. My name is John Bartlett, your co-host today, with our Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. And you can listen later this week on ShofarMinistries.net and take some notes, because every program has good insights you will want to remember for your knowledge enhancement, which, by the way, God expects us to pursue with diligence so we can achieve total sanctification of spirit, soul, and even the flesh. And that's only achieved through time spent in God's Word. So let's open today's lesson with a prayer. Abba, Father, please strengthen us that we may work out our salvation from our inner man, our spirit, all the way out to our flesh, that we may be complete in you and equipped for every good work. Heal us, and we shall be healed. We lift up those who send in prayer requests to us every week. We lift their prayer request to you, and a very special request for one of Sheila's family members, his name is Jimmy, for salvation and healing. Father, we ask you to save us, to cause us to return to you wholeheartedly. We bless you, our Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Amen. Thank you, John, and Shabbat Shalom to you, too, and Shabbat Shalom to my daughter, April, who's listening today. And I'd like to mention the fact that since we do cover such a big area on the radio, that we really would like to visit your church for an evening of Messianic worship and with a timely message. So ask your pastor, and if he's interested, tell him to give us a call at 440-834-9006. And I might add that the Messianic worship is done by my own John here, the co-host of the show. And we will be hearing a song that you've prepared for today, haven't you, John?
Oh, later on?
Yes.
If all goes well. should be able to hear it. Okay. And we would love to come out to your church. So please ask your pastor. Reminder, our calendar webpage, shofarministries.net. That's where you can find all of our events, and that's where they're posted. Or if you have biblical questions, you can email them or call Sheila as well and leave a detailed message. We'll be opening up the phone lines later in the hour with questions or comments about today's program or any end time question you might have. And I think there's been a lot going on in the news this week.
There always is.
That has consequences for us in the big picture, right?
Yes, I would say so. Well, as usual, and we reported this last week about Jerusalem being a stumbling stone, and again, that is prophecy being fulfilled.
Yes.
And I'd like to report a lot of what's going on in the world and in the news, because it does highlight prophecy in the Bible. And so that's the reason we're talking about it mostly. But the Palestinians are still insisting that Jerusalem will be their capital when they get their state. So nothing's changing there, and it'll be interesting, of course, to see what will happen. In the meantime, as you know, we had the State of the Union address this week. Our President Obama certainly talked for, I think, 60 minutes or 70. I don't know. It was a long time, it seemed like, to me. But, you know, same old rhetoric. Sounds like a campaign speech to me. And, again, I don't want to get too involved and take up too much time. But the one thing that hit me the most, and I think the one thing that stood out to me the most, was when he said, first of all, okay, we got to stop bickering back and forth, you know, and of course he was talking to the Republicans. And I'm thinking, okay, what you're saying is Republicans, shut up. You know, isn't that what he's saying? Don't, you know, just keep quiet. But anyway, he also said he'll do what he needs to do for the Americans. And if he has to just sign an executive order, he'll just do that.
Wow, executive order, that's a big tool in the executive branch. So.
Well, yeah. We reported on that last week.
Yes, we did.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. When he did that thing with Interpol, remember giving that special freedoms to the world's largest international police organization?
Yeah.
So basically what he's saying, either come along my way or I'll just sign an executive order. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, anyway, I could go on and on. And I know that most of the listeners of this radio station feel the same way as I do, because I've been getting emails and I understand, but remember, we know the end of the story, and that's the only thing that really keeps me going, you know. But if you don't think our government is using secretive measures to totally control us, you need to see the DVD called Shadow Government, and it's put out by Grant Jeffries,
which is one
of my mentors.
He was the one that did the hand of the signature of God.
Yes, he did. He's done a lot. Again, one of my big mentors. People ask me all the time who my mentors are. He's definitely one of them. Chuck Mazur is another one.
Yeah.
Solo Levitt was until he passed on. But anyway.
Grant Jeffries up in Canada, right?
Yeah. I had him actually when I was on the show many years ago. I had him as a guest over the phone, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was pretty neat talking to him.
Yes, he is.
And maybe we'll do that again someday. But anyway, in the meantime, this shadow government is really shows you how Bible prophecy is being fulfilled today. How the government is taking over, and we can certainly see that unless, you know, we never watch the news or anything. But the one world government is really coming into focus more than ever before. It's been in focus for a while, but now it's starting to be, that lens is clearing it up even more, you know.
Wow.
But we are really living in a surveillance society. And have gone way, way beyond what even George Orwell, remember him, imagined.
The book called 1984. I remember it well. I have many copies of it.
Today's technology surpasses what he ever thought.
But
this new film documents how and why it has happened. There is a social value that has been forced into the fabric of our society today. And we knew long ago that it was coming. But the name now is called, this is what they've named it, Sustainable Development. And boy, there's a lot of new words, by the way, that we have to start getting definitions for. And this certainly was new to me, and it's in this Shadow Government DVD. Yeah, our public information systems have really been taken control over by forces that seek the creation of a one world where human beings become pawns to the ruling elite. We have a media that's prostituted itself totally to well-organized agenda. And not only in terms of what it promotes, but in terms of what it hides.
That's interesting. So what does this term mean, this sustainable development?
Yes. Well, it's a specific plan.
Sounds like gobbledygook to me.
Yeah. Outlined by the United Nations, and it's entitled Agenda 21. You can actually Google this and get information on it.
All right.
But it calls for the reduction of the human population by, listen to this, John, 85% reduction.
Well, how do they plan to do that?
Well, I visited the United Nations webpage for sustainable development. And, of course, they use a lot more words. I call them $10 words to explain their plan. But it's quite a laborious task to wade through it all. But I found the most awesome article online entitled Sustainable Development / Agenda 21 for Dummies.
Okay.
It was really neat. Yeah. The article puts the gist of the Agenda 21 plan in layman's term. But to give you some idea, they're saying, these sustainableists, it says, can't you just have the good grace to simply die rather than be a strain on society? Or why can't you just accept that your baby was born defective and could never be a contributing member to society and just have the decency to simply let it die? Every reiteration of health care reform has some heavy taxes to be leveled against any medical device that is used to sustain life or to extend life.
Wow.
They're trying to run these companies out of business by taxing them highly on any medical device that sustains your life.
Now, is that in this current House bill?
Yeah.
Or health bill?
Well, the health care reform that hasn't passed yet, but it's in there.
It's in
it's
there.
What they wanted to do.
Wow.
Do you remember the guy, Cass Sustine?
No, I do not.
Well, he announced that animals and all living creatures have equal rights as, like, humans.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Now, we can laugh about this, but they are laughing even harder because they're trying to reshape the map of the United States in nefarious ways to meet the objectives of sustainable development.
Well, why does somebody that's an animal rights activist, what does he have to do with this reduction of population?
Well, they're connected by giving more land to animals.
Oh, I see.
You know,
okay.
And, you know, you can't touch any of the certain animals or they're going extinct, they'll tell you, and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
But again, they're trying to reduce the population. This is just one of the ways. Their goal, really, is to eventually live, work, and socialize within government-controlled, urbanized cities.
That's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to live, work, and socialize in a government-controlled...
That's what they want.
That's what they want. Okay. Our listeners might be saying, by the way, that this stuff isn't true, and this sounds like a conspiracy theory.
No, but it is true. You know, that's the whole thing. There is a shutdown of the economy right now in the San Joaquin Valley.
That's the San Joaquin Valley.
Valley.
That's how they talk in California.
Yes, in California. But these people are being starved mostly because of a water shortage, because the water is going to protect the smelts. Smelt.
They're fish, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So the water's being diverted. Fish. That's what they're doing?
Tens of billions of gallons of water from the mountains of Sacramento have been channeled away from the farmers and into the ocean, leaving hundreds and thousands of acres of arable land fallow and scorched. They've actually diverted their water. This is the truth.
Mm.
I even saw it. It was on Hannity's show, and it was live from this valley.
Wow.
And these people are saying, please do something, please do something. And I'm hoping, this was a while ago, 6 months maybe.
Well, irrigation is important in farming in California, in the San Joaquin Valley, so I don't see how the farmers
are going to let people die. But if you're trying to reduce the population, that's exactly what they would do. So also there's logging villages. They're being shut down in Oregon to preserve the spotted owl. Over 400,000 square miles of the United States is currently being grabbed by the government in the name of the Agenda 21 Wildlands Project. There are currently 39 of these projects going on in the United States this very moment, with the objective to engineer population distribution.
Okay.
And this is what I saw on this video, so I highly recommend it, this DVD, Shadow Government.
Yes, that sounds like it would be a must-see.
And Gary Cobb, which is a former high-ranking government liaison. Is that how you say that?
Liaison?
And the author of
En route to global occupation states this. He said, I've seen a map that shows that ultimately as much as a third of the United States could be declared as one world property where people could not have access to any of it.
You know, I think they should try this idea in China first. And if it works there, then we'll do it here. How's that?
Really?
Yes.
And one more thing, and then we'll get on to today's lesson. But there's a place called the Georgia Guidestones, and it's in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
where they present the Ten Commandments of the New Age movement.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the commandments calls for the reduction of the population of mankind down to a fraction of what it is right now.
Uh-huh.
I think it's 500 million.
500 million. Yes.
So a thinking, intelligent person should be asking, well, if that is their plan, how are they going to achieve it? How do they choose who lives and dies?
Yeah.
And this is the world we're living in right now. There are people in high positions within the governments of the world who are orchestrating this movement right now.
Scary. But do we have any good news?
Yes. Jesus is coming.
Amen. That's good.
We know the end of the story, and praise God that we do. And let me just tell you, if you're listening today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
what are you waiting for?
It's there in black and white. The first time I heard about that Georgia thing, the Georgia Stones, I thought it was, but see, you've got a picture here. You want to see this? It's impressive. It looks like Stonehenge.
Yes, it does.
It was.
And there's
this wasn't
good article.
Hastily built. This
yeah.
was a, this is an edifice, and these are stones. It's not concrete.
Yeah, and there are good articles on the internet about it. But again, there's
wow.
so much out there and so much reading you could do. You could spend all your time, and we don't want to take our time away from the Bible. That's first and foremost.
But what's going on too is Jesus is there waiting for you to turn to Him, and all you have to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner. You might not even know what you're doing that's sinning, but you might know that there's something lacking in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's God's put in us, there's like an empty spot in our
yeah.
spirit, in our innermost being. And He has reserved that spot inside of us to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And when you ask Jesus to become your Savior and you can admit that you are a sinner and ask and put your trust in Him, He's going to fill that inner spot, which cannot be filled with anything else.
And the other thing I'd like to add to that is that sometimes people think they are saved. They just have a mind salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I know Jesus Christ, and I believe that He came and died. But let me tell you, it's not enough to just have it in your mind. It's got to be brought down about 18 inches
right.
into your
heart.
And that's the personal relationship. And, John, how do you know whether you have a personal relationship with God or not?
Well, you know is... The way you know is through God's Word.
You want to read it.
You want to read
it. You want to know the author.
Yeah. And you want to know the author. You want to meet who can do this for you. And it doesn't matter if, you know, if your parents are saved, your parents could be in the ministry, preachers. But that doesn't mean that you're saved. Jesus said you had to be born again. And that happens in the spirit, in that innermost part of which we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have that, you're not going to see the kingdom of God.
You need that Zoe life.
Yeah, you need that
spiritual
life. Yes, that's
not just the bio life.
That's the high life that God has the living water. We need that, and
right.
you can turn to Him at any time during this broadcast. We'd be happy to pray for you. If you call us, we'll pray for you for salvation right here on the air. We'll pray along with you.
Yep.
And,
or right after the show at
2 o'clock. After the show at 2 o'clock.
So. Yeah. The other thing I want to say is, too, is if you are truly a born-again Christian out there, please look for somebody that doesn't know the Lord and tell them.
Yeah.
You got to be doing that. You got to start looking out there. I know that sometimes we feel weak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We lack the enthusiasm because we think, oh, they're not going to get saved and it's just a waste of time. But let me tell you something. That's what the enemy's telling you. You know, people are out there wanting to get saved. You won't know who they are until you start talking to them. You know,
and
you just got to.
Yeah, yeah, and they are out there. And then the Word also says that that it's God, it's the Father that draws a man to Jesus. And
he expects us to.
And He uses us to do that. So don't be afraid to bring that up.
That's right.
You might get a 100 no's, but you might go, I've been looking for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to go into our break so that when we come back, we can given to our lesson today.
Oh, already.
By the way, it's going to be on, in 2 Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians. You can go to that, 2 Thessalonians 2, and the lines will be open for your questions. And the numbers are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673. I'd also like to add that Shofar Ministries is a non-denominational 501c3, and all your gifts are tax deductible, and your donations are really needed for Shofar Ministries to stay on the air. And
as
our gift to you, we will have a handmade cross for you made by our friend Mike, suitable for your wall or yard with donations of $25 or more. We'll mail that right to you. Send your donations to P.O. Box 513 in Burton. That's 44021. Or you might want to give through PayPal on shofarministries.net. Perhaps you'd like to sponsor the show by advertising your company on Christian Radio. And you can reach Sheila for details by calling 440-834-9006. Now, once again, the lines are open for your end time questions or a question about salvation. And the number is 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. Now stay with us now. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and we'll be right back after a short break and a great song called Sparrow by yours truly this time.
John Bartlett.
Yeah, so stay with us. Shalom, radio listeners. Are you looking for another career? Could the Lord be leading you into a new field in a happy and safe environment with people who really appreciate and are thankful for what you do? Well, if you are pleasant and like children and newborns, Alexandria's Training School is looking for people of all ages to be certified in this in-demand child care industry. Call Carolyn at 440-781-7531. Or, if you need nanny care for your precious little ones, the number's the same, 440-781-7531. And tell Carolyn you heard about this opportunity on WHKWRadio.com.
Okay, so let me ask you, how many times have you ever been asked if you knew a good Christian attorney? Well, now you have an answer. A legal representative for over 35 years, Dennis Kastelek of Chardon, Ohio, has a great reputation for honesty and integrity and is now a sponsor of the Shofar Ministries Hour. So if you still need to get that will, need financial counseling, or any legal matter, give Dennis a call at 440-285-3511. That's 440-285-3511.
With lower level seats starting at just $8, Cleveland State Basketball is the best sports value in town. Join us for the great indoor tailgate party before every weeknight game at the Wolfstein Center, featuring a dollar menu, $2 drafts, cornhole, and more. Every Saturday game at the Wolfstein Center is a family value Saturday with dollar hot dogs, free kids zone, and great giveaways. For more info on Vikings basketball promotions, log on to CSUHoops.com or call 216-687-4848. That's CSUHoops.com or 216-687-4848.
No matter what anybody tells you, it's hard to believe them unless you've experienced the same thing firsthand. This is true of almost all things. Life experiences, relationships, monetary advice, and everyday transactions. You need proof. You need a visual. You need to see it and touch it and feel it for yourself. This is Ron Trzynski, the original Mattress Factory. Typically, I talk about our high-quality products and our value, but most people think our concept is too good to be true. So instead, I'd like to invite you to stop by our factory or any one of our showrooms and take a look around. We use heavy gauge innersprings and quality materials to make our two-sided mattresses and real working box springs. Inspect our cutaways and compare them with our competitors' products to see how we stack up layer by layer. Take a good look around and prove it to yourself that we make real quality and offer real value each and every day. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp, or visit us on the web at originalmattress.com.
Maybe you just launched your own business. Maybe your old business is taking off. Or maybe you just ignore the Chicken Little news media. Whatever it is, and despite the economy, you need new employees. Well, if you're looking for employees who share not only your work ethic but your faith, check out ChristianJobs.com. There are a whole lot of people there who'd love to work for someone like you and want to bring everything they love to the workplace. Want employees ready to do their best and share your faith? Visit ChristianJobs.com.
So, it's the new year. Need a makeover? Could you use a new do? Or gals and you guys, is that hair getting a little thin? Well, you need to see Michael at Hot Heads Cool Threads Beauty Salon, located in Orange Village at Brainerd and Miles Road. Tell me everyone doesn't at least need a haircut at some time. Hot Heads and Cool Threads are a full-service salon specializing in hair replacement with an added touch of unique threads. So give them a call at 440-248-1888. That's 248-1888. And tell Michael Sheila says, shalom.
Keep me in all of your paths, Lord, and make your ways known to me. Keep me as close as the dew is to the grass, as the sand is to the sea. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Your word is like a fountain, and it feeds the river of life. It gives grace to all the living, and it gives me joy inside. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I see your face, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Make me as one of your sheep, Lord, and I'll no longer stray. And I'll feed with the flock in your pasture, and I'll do all that you say. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, I won't have to die. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And with a mighty shout and the voice of the angel, straight to you I'll fly. And with a mighty shout and the voice of the angel, straight to you I'll fly.
Well, welcome back.
That was great, John.
Thank you.
That's the first time I really heard it.
That's, oh, really?
I mean, heard it being on radio. And
well, we're gonna fly, like the song says.
Yeah. And
you know what? We may not have to die.
I know.
And if you're saved and going to, you know, you're going to meet Jesus in the air, and we're going to get to that in just a second. But thank you for that. I wrote that back in 2003, and that was originally supposed to be just a little pre-demo. And the guy that said
he's... I never heard it on the air.
Oh, that's good. And the guy that said he was going to do the demo and make a demo out of it and hire the musicians, he dropped off the face of the earth. So I said, well, let's just fix it up and we'll play it. So.
It turned out really well. You have a good voice. Sound like Johnny Cash a little bit.
Thank you.
You know?
I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Well, what are we going... Listen, we do have a caller.
Yes, we do. So before we get in that, let's talk to John in Parma. John, are you on the air?
Hello?
Hi,
yes.
John.
Oh, hi. I wonder, I hope you don't mind me asking this question, but you mentioned the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes.
I wonder, do you have any idea where in Georgia they're located?
I don't have that information with me, but it's easily found on the Internet, and it's on top of some high, like a mountain type thing.
I believe it's Albertson. Or
Albertson?
Yeah, because they're located in Albert County.
Oh, okay, good.
And I don't know where Albert County is.
Yeah.
And that's spelled with an E, by the way, E-L-B-E-R-T.
But do you get on your Internet much?
No, I don't even have a computer, but I'll look it up.
Ask someone else to do it for you.
I'll look up Albertson.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay,
okay.
Thank you,
John,
very
do you enjoy the show?
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was good. Yeah, because that does, you know, if you've never heard this, it sounds too strange to be true. But
and I don't want anyone to take my word for it. Check it out, please.
Yeah, please check
it out.
Be
a Berean, Acts 17:11 says, don't just listen. Check it out yourself.
That's right.
And that's what we should be doing. All right, today's topic.
Today's topic. I was going to ask you what it was. I think I know.
It's definitely 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is what we're going to talk about. And it the first verse actually tells the topic. So why don't we read that?
Okay.
It says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you. Wow, my favorite topic, John. Our gathering together. Which is why your song was so fitting. I don't think we really planned that.
No, we didn't. No. Because we're supposed to play
God
this.
Good.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that song last week and that couldn't be done and so on and so
isn't
forth.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
Wow.
All right, so here's the important thing that I want Christians to understand. Chapter 2, the very first verse, explains the context. Now, you need to know the context to understand the rest. Otherwise, if you take a verse out of context, which is what some people do, then it's an error.
Yeah.
So,
well, it can get you into error, and then you have to...
I've heard it being an error.
Yes.
Okay, so, verse 2, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by a spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of the Lord had come. Now, this is what we believe. We believe that they did receive some kind of word that, we're already in the tribulation. Okay? And, of course, that troubles Paul, and this is why he wrote this, is to tell him, no, don't believe that.
So what is the context again? It's in connection with the coming of the Lord and our gathering together to meet him.
That's right.
And that what we call the rapture.
That's right. And it's prior to the tribulation.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have heard for the last 10 years, every once in a while, somebody say, we're already in the tribulation. And then, of course, my blood boils. And
I know.
Anyway, let's go on. Verse 3.
Okay.
Let no one deceive you by any means. That's that deception that Jesus talks about in Matthew 24. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Do you know how much I could just talk about that verse probably for an
hour? Well, the first part, unless the falling away come first, and that is read in many translations as you think, oh, I see everybody's going to backslide.
Well, and isn't that what Timothy says?
Mm-hmm.
Timothy, if you want to go forward just real quick to Timothy 4:1, it says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith. Okay, we know that's going to happen.
Right, right.
That word depart, by the way, means draw back. It means draw back from the Word of God. I think we talked about that last week,
yeah.
Right.
But this is different.
But this is a different word.
Mm-hmm.
This word is actually apostasia, and it means departure. It really does.
Doesn't it mean, isn't it kind of like a radical departure?
It can be radical departure.
Radical departure.
And
okay.
The rapture of the church would be a radical departure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the normal,
yeah.
You know, we're not getting on a bus.
Right. And yeah. if you if you can just go along with that and believe that that's what it says, then the whole rest of it will be very, very easy to understand. But I want to also mention, too, that it says, for that day will not come.
And that day is huge. Just that little term, that day, because you promised me we're going to do a show on the day, and I forget the title of it.
All
right, maybe next time.
Maybe next
what
time.
Were we going to call it? Do you remember?
The importance of that day, or
no? I think so. What a difference a day
makes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because that day, anytime you're reading it in the Bible where it says in that day or that day, it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the 7,000th year of time that lasts 1,000 years. And it begins with the rapture of the church. But I'll explain all that maybe next time. Let's keep going so we don't run out of time. So let me just read this again. Let no one deceive you by any means, because that day will not come unless the departure comes first. And I might add then in my own interpretation, and then the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, which, by the way, is verified in verse 8 when we get to it. But the fall, departure comes first, and then the Antichrist is revealed. Verse 4, and what's he do? He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That has always been his desire, to be worshipped as God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is telling us, too, that there's going to be another temple. And we know that's true.
There's
by a lot of other scriptures, too, Revelation being one of them. So that's his goal. 5, now Paul's saying, don't you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And I just laugh at that because I think he's probably getting so frustrated because he teaches them, and then he hears later that they're saying, we're in the tribulation.
Yeah, because they read
going, ah!
Because they read a letter.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
You know.
Yes. And we have to be so careful that we're not deceived either because it's happening today.
And we have more than letters coming at us. These days we have radio broadcasts, television broadcasts.
Yes.
We have everybody that can get on the radio and tell with a doctrine, with a teaching.
Yeah,
and
see, they're taking it out of context.
Yes, and
that's the problem.
And that's why we're doing this line by line, word by word.
That's right.
You have to study carefully.
That's right. Okay, verse 6. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. Now, that's a small H on that he, so that's the Antichrist.
Okay.
And there's something that is restraining his appearing right now.
Right.
Okay, let's see what it is. Verse 7, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Of course, we know that. Only he, capital H, who now restrains, will do so until he, capital H, is taken out of the way. So don't you understand, people out there, that this lawlessness person, which, by the way, means Torahlessness
or Bible-lessness,
because a synonym for the law is Torah, and so this just means somebody that doesn't read their Bible, isn't saved. That's what it's talking
about. That's what it's talking about, sure.
Right. So the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains. So I believe God, Holy Spirit, whichever you want to call it right now, the Trinity, is now restraining. And this lawlessness person, the son of perdition, really can't get full effect until something very important happens.
And?
We have to leave. The Holy Spirit in us is restraining this man from getting full effect. That can only get his full evil effect totally when there's total darkness in the world.
And that's sort of, it's going to be a time when we leave as a body to meet the Lord in the air. There's going to be that time, and right at that time.
Right at that time. We're
getting,
it doesn't have to be a long time either.
It doesn't have to be a long time, but we're getting blessed. In the twinkling of an eye, our blessing is coming. But then on earth here, in that moment, little moment, Satan, who's been waiting, Satan, our enemy, has been waiting for this moment to make his move.
That's right. He can't really do anything until the restrainer is out of the way.
That's right.
That's the Holy Spirit through us, the bride of Christ. We have to be gone in order for the Antichrist to get his full satanic power. People, do you hear what I'm saying out there? We cannot be here for the tribulation period. It is impossible. Because we are restraining his total effect. He is the prince of darkness, according to Revelation. So there has to be total darkness in the world. And at the moment of the rapture, there will be, just before the 144,000 get saved, okay, because we know according to Revelation 7 they will. But at the moment of the rapture, there will be absolute total spiritual darkness on the earth. That is what's going to give him his power.
And has this ever, anything like this happened before? I'm thinking, this makes me think of that last moment when Jesus was on the cross, that he died. And there was that moment there when I believe Satan thought he had won.
Oh, sure. Absolutely he did.
And but this is going to be different.
That's right. So let's keep going. Verse 8. In 7 it says we have to leave because we are restraining it. But then verse 8 says, and then. And I looked that up and it says, and then. The lawless one will be revealed.
Okay.
You see, we have to leave before the
lawless
one can be
revealed. Okay.
This is all right here. I mean, it's not that difficult. Whom the Lord will consume, we're talking eventually, with the breath of his mouth, Revelation 19, and destroy the brightness of his coming. And destroy with the brightness of his coming.
By the brightness,
yeah, exactly.
of his coming.
So,
that's definitely the Antichrist we're talking
about. And he'll be here for 7 years. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception. There's that word deception again. Jesus said, do not be deceived. Deception, deception, deception.
It's the hallmark of our age.
Yes. With all unrighteous deception among those who perish, I'm in verse 10, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
See, people do get an opportunity, I believe everybody, to receive the truth if they want it.
Yes.
I do believe that.
Truth is always there for us. God makes sure it's there for
us.
Right. One way or the other. You might not hear it here, you might not see it, but you'll
And
be
one
there.
Of the reasons for the tribulation is to make sure that everyone will get all, you know, hear the truth. And that's, of course, Jacob's trouble, which is when I believe the nation of Israel will get saved as a whole.
As a whole nation. Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then the 144,000 will go out to the rest of the world and finish off witnessing to people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't get those confused
and
with the rest.
Shall come.
Yes. But don't get the 144,000 confused with like they're the only ones that get saved. Millions and millions and millions will be saved during the tribulation.
Absolutely.
There'll be the ones that go, oh, those crazy Christians were right.
Right.
And we need to repent, and they will.
Now, here's the little notch I think that people need to understand. If people here are continually rejecting the love of Christ, now that's there's a difference between not really believing it because they think we're crazy.
Yeah.
And those that really just don't want it.
They know what they're rejecting.
Yeah.
And they know what they want, too. They want wickedness.
Evil.
And, yeah.
Well, in verse 11 it says, those people, he says, for this reason God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie. And for years, people kept telling me, well, what is the lie?
The lie?
Well, that's obvious. The lie is that Jesus is not God. And in fact, 1 John 2:22 says that.
He asks, who is a liar? But one who says that Jesus is not
God.
That's
the lie.
That's the lie.
And in Revelation, where it says all liars will not enter into the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
a liar is someone who denies Christ. That's it.
Yes.
You know, so if you lied about not, you know, going to the store the other day when you're supposed to or whatever, that's not exactly what the Bible's talking about.
No, not exactly. But don't get the impression that we're smug and we're thinking, well, see, we're going to escape this. And
No, that's not it.
We
don't deserve it.
We don't deserve this, but it has to be in order for the end time events to take place the way God has.
It's
part of God's plan.
Plus, so, we have to have our honeymoon.
Yep, that's right.
And how long does that have to be for?
It has to be for a period of seven. It could be seven days,
seven weeks, seven months. But in our case, 7 years.
It's probably going to be 7 years.
Number of completion, you betcha.
Yes.
Okay, verse 12. That they may all be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Actually have pleasure in it. And I'm just going to finish this off. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. He always, from the beginning of time, knew mm-hmm. that there would be a bride of Christ.
Okay.
Okay, and it's our choice to whether we want to be part of it or not. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. You know, the rapture was taught all through the first and second century. It wasn't until later that it got lost.
Yes.
You know, and we've got records of that now.
Yes.
You know, Ephraim and that, it was there, and we've lost it. We had not held on to those traditions. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and the God and Father who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Comfort your hearts. And he says the same thing in the first book of Thessalonians after he talks about the rapture. Comfort each other with these thoughts. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? That's why we don't have to worry about anything. God says he'll take care of us just like the sparrow.
Well, that like a sparrow. And and it's,
do you like how I led
into
that?
I like the way you led into that. And we'll just plug this song the rest of the podcast.
<That's right. laughs> And if you would like God to sing in your church,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's look at two more scriptures that I think really are a blessing, too. It's Romans 5:9.
Okay, now I think I picked that out here.
Yes.
5:9, therefore, since we have now come to be considered righteous by means of his bloody sacrificial death, how much more will we be delivered through him from the anger or wrath, I'll put in, of God's judgment.
That's right. The wrath of God is the final 7-year tribulation, also called Jacob's trouble, also called the indignation. Daniel calls it an indignation. Okay, but it's a specific set time that is coming upon the world. And we are already seeing foreshadows of these kind of things happening that he talks about in Luke and Matthew.
This is deferred wrath. This is stored wrath. And if you've been with us at Shofar through the study of the book of Revelation, you know that this wrath has been stored.
Yes.
And it's... and then it's going to be all taken care of in a 7-year period.
That's right.
And, you know, actually for what, and you wonder today why, how come it seems like everybody's getting away with all this stuff and there's so much wickedness, there's so much evil. Well, believe me, it's
not
being
for
kept,
much longer.
It's being kept track of and the retribution for it is being stored in heaven. And God is a just and righteous God and it will fall on whom it's supposed to. I mean, there's not going to be, we can't look at disasters like happened in Haiti and say, oh, that's because, you know, God's punishing him then. No, that's a touch.
If anything, it's to bring more people to the
Lord.
It's
to bring more people to the Lord.
Because they're seeing the foreshadows of what it's going to be like in the tribulation.
Right.
He's
right.
Warning them. He's giving them a warning.
Yes.
You know, now, did he cause it? I don't know. But I know he could have stopped it probably.
He probably could have.
You know, I'm not going to go there and I'm not going to try to figure that one out. I don't have total 100% knowledge of what God does.
No, but that's just it's a reminder to us that, you know,
a
what?
A reminder.
That there could
it's
certainly
be
more
way.
Horrible earthquakes
yeah.
like this if God didn't restrain them. And so, we got a little...
No, I want to do one more scripture, John.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's do Nahum. Now, that is a little prophet, but it has a lot to say.
Nahum, and you'll find him in between Micah and Habakkuk.
Okay. And I want to have you read, or I can read, Nahum 1:2.
I'll have you read that.
Okay. God is jealous, and the Lord avenges. What is he jealous of? False gods. He
That's
doesn't
right.
want anybody to worship anything other than him.
And he does mean gods. He doesn't mean little representations made of wood and stone.
Right.
There
or
are
anything
other,
that you consider a god.
Or right? anything you consider
anything.
A god. But there are other gods.
Yes.
But God, our God is the Most High. Go ahead.
And he's very jealous.
And he's
and
jealous.
He says that he will avenge.
Yes.
The Lord avenges, and he is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries. Are we his adversaries, John?
Let's hope not.
No.
No, we're not.
And he reserves wrath for his enemies.
My translation says he stores up wrath.
That's right. And that's what's going to happen during the tribulation period. We are not meant to be here for that wrath of God because we are not his enemies.
Amen.
He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He died for us.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. And, you know, we just said at the beginning of the program, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you can call us. We'd be happy to pray with you. We'll be here after the, you know, after 2 o'clock. So.
That's right. Call us if you'd like to pray, and we certainly will do that. And then verse 3 says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, but he will not acquit the wicked. They will get their due.
Yes.
Whew, those are heavy scriptures there, John.
And we're talking, you know, wickedness is, you know, there's degrees of sin, there's degrees of evil, and there's degrees of, most of the people that are resisting the gospel, don't think you're wicked. And there's a lot of people that just, they're like you said, they just don't get it.
No, I know.
And you know, God and the Holy Spirit will be leading. And that's our prayer for you today, if you don't call, that the Holy Spirit leads you and draws you, that the Father, our Father God, will draw you to a relationship.
Amen.
And to repentance.
Repentance, that's for sure. If you have an addiction especially, you need to repent because that is a form of deliverance. Okay, it can be an evil spirit, this addiction. It probably is. Okay, we've got a lot of evil things going around us that we don't even know. So repent for your sins individually. Make sure those are, you know, under the blood. And then invite him into your heart.
Yes.
And then get into the word.
Yes.
You know, I'm not even going to say you have to find a good church, you know, or a prayer group or anything. What you need to do is to get in that word and let the Holy Spirit grow through you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you want to go to a certain church, you'll know, you'll have more wisdom about which one to go to. But you've got to get in the word. That's number one.
Yeah, that's number one.
That's it. All right. Well,
I could recommend a good church, though. It's called Shofar. Meets out in Burton.
That's right.
Second and fourth Saturdays.
Second and fourth Saturdays. Amen to that.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. Well, okay.
Go ahead.
I don't have my last page.
I think we're
going to
close.
Are we going to close now?
Yep.
Oh, there's my last page. I don't need yours. So.
Here I was making people think that we didn't even read.
We do. This is the newspaper. If you have any questions for Sheila, or if you would like her to speak at your church and home group, just email her at Sheila@shofarministries.net. And Sheila is spelled S-H-E-I-L-A, okay? And any donations are extremely important and vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry. Please consider being a partner in this endeavor. Use PayPal or send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. All donations will automatically put you on the monthly newsletter. It's full of gold nuggets, current events of these last days right here and in Israel. And why not check out the webpage? There'll be newsletters and previous shows are all archived there. And that's thanks to Lou Buckles. And he's very fair priced and willing to help you with your own webpage at sunfishdesign.com. And a great study for beginners on DVD, Hebraic Roots 101, Parts 1 and 2. And now the Spring Feast available on Sheila's webpage as well as shofarministries.net, or just call 440-834-9006.
To order.
And if you got to catch up on the beginning, the very essentials of Hebraic Roots, that's what you want. Hebraic Roots 101, Parts 1 and 2.
It's a good study.
Okay, we're going to leave you today with the Aaronic blessing.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Broadcast on AM
1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word.